Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Clark County Commissioner Tick Segerblum joins us on Ivanpah Week, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Big R and Sparks is located on Bering Boulevard next to Smith's and across from Reed High School. It's a 50,000 square foot hardware store and a whole lot more. It's your spring headquarters with lawn and garden supplies, power equipment, and outdoor living. Big R on Bering Boulevard and Sparks next to Smith's and across from Reed High School. Big R, hardware and a whole lot more.
It's the Lucky Lexus Cash and Free Play giveaways at Tamarack. Weekly cash and free play winners plus a $20,000 cash winner guarantee. And drive home a brand new Lexus NX30 or walk away with $42,500 in cash. It's a good time to win at Tamarack Casino.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room at the Bank Saloon. Coverage of the 2023 legislative session is brought to you by Liberty Dental Plan, making members shine one smile at a time. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, your RTC, our community. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. And by Nevada Builders Alliance, building a better Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City and from Clark County. Our guest today is Tick Segerblum. He is Clark County Commissioner for District E. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Pleasure to be here.
So I want this to be Ivanpah Week in terms of this program, because I think that it is the biggest economic development for potential for Clark County since the building of Hoover Dam. As you know, there was a hearing last week on Senate Bill 19 to create a town to cover the area for the airport that is going to be the second airport for Clark County. The Las Vegas Review-Journal, Rick Velada's story, had a headline that said, "A New Town with No Name," which made everybody think of the America song, "A Horse with No Name." What are your thoughts about this?
Well, first, you know, I support the bill. I think it's important to preserve that land and make sure that, we can control what happens there pending an airport. But I'm going forward. My concern is really, let's just look at the economics of the airport before we commit to actually building it. But I think it's the bill itself, which just basically preserves the land, is very important.
All right, and it's huge. It's 6,000 acres. I mean, to give people an idea of comparison, city center, all of that development sits on 65 acres. So 6,000 acres is massive. I think the bill only covered 5,000 acres of it, but still, that's a ton. And won't they need additional land around there from the BLM that'll be part of the lands bill? Am I right about that?
I'm not into the details, so I can't answer that. But I know in the lands bill there is land set aside for that area.
Do you agree that this has the potential to be the largest economic development in Southern Nevada in decades?
I agree that it could be, but the question is whether we have the resources, particularly water, to actually do it down there. So that's what we have to analyze, is how much how much economic development can we take out of Clark County or out of the valley here, Las Vegas Valley, and send down there? And that's the part that I think is important to get our hands on. Also, what's the cost going to be for us to build the infrastructure there? Could we build it up here?
All right, so let's deal with each of those issues. First of all, my understanding is, and there's not been a ton of reporting on it apart from on this program, is that the Southern Nevada Water Authority and NV Energy have been totally involved in this process, which has been going on for decades, by the way. And my interview with Rosemary Vasiliadis, the last one we did was in 2014, and she was laying out exactly what was going to be at this airport. And we can get more into that in a couple of minutes. So environmental impact statements have been ongoing, and the idea of getting utilities out there has been ongoing. And from what I can gather, this is under the same aegis of getting water, for example, from Apex all the way down to Gene. That would include the Ivanpah area. So isn't it already in the mix there?
Well, again, there's been lots of plans, but since 2014, our water situation has dramatically changed. And what we thought was going to be 300,000 acre feet may only be like 240,000 acre feet, which makes a huge difference as far as what we can send down there. So again, I'm not saying we can't do it, but I think we need to analyze what we have, where we're going in the valley, how much would it cost to take water down there. Every drop of water we take down there, we have to bring it back. So we have to build water pipelines down there. We have to bring water sewage all the way back, which are going to be huge expenses. So there's lots of variables out there. And then, of course, are we going to have houses all the way from here to Ivanpah? So lots of things that we need to at least talk about as a community before we just say, oh, it's a done deal.
In previous articles that I've read over the years, the population for the Las Vegas Valley was written to be around 3 million people. It looks like it will be even larger than that. So isn't the growth going to come no matter what?
Well, again, we have limited water, we have limited air, we have overcrowded highways, we have overcrowded schools. Are we putting the cart before the horse? Maybe we ought to slow down and analyze where we're going, who we are, make sure we have these resources before we start to, you know, build these huge infrastructures. Because at the end of the day, I think the Clark County, the taxpayers and the ratepayers here in Las Vegas are going to have to pay for this pipeline. And is that something we want to do?
Well, part of a discussion, I've been talking to a lot of different people about this. Privately at this point, off the record, and people both involved in government and people outside of government involved in the aviation industry. And what the discussion has been with some of these folks is that a lot of this is going to be done, A, with half the money coming from the FAA and the other half coming from public-private partnerships. And there's some interesting potential for that in terms of paying for this. For example, major airlines that carry freight, like UPS, Amazon, FedEx, they pay huge fees to land in San Francisco and Los Angeles. If they were to come to Ivanpah, or whatever it's going to be called at some point in the future, I think there should be a contest to name it, although you may have some other ideas about who to name it after. But they could save so much money by landing in Nevada rather than landing in really expensive California, that it might make a lot of sense for them to do a private-public partnership. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, again, those are the things we could analyze. But if they fly into Ivanpah, then they're going to put it on trucks. They're going to send it back to California, I assume. You know, right now, our highways are vastly overcrowded. If you try to go back to California on Sunday afternoons, it's a 10-hour drive. Is that good for our economy, which is tourism? So we don't want to become a warehousing area with our limited resources, particularly with water. So again, what are we trying to accomplish here? I don't think we want to just be a warehouse for California.
Well, I think that what we're trying to accomplish here, if you were to talk to the gaming industry, which is in support of this, is that, you know, we continue to build more and more casinos in Las Vegas. We're in the process of potentially having the A's stadium or some other team's stadium. We have a second stadium that's going in south of Mandalay Bay that's already on the drawing boards and has the money behind it. And one of the things that surprised me was when Rosemary Vasiliadis said that the airport would run out of space in 2030, but wouldn't have the extra capacity till 2037. And that seemed to me to be an impossible situation for the gaming industry and tourism industry.
Well, and again, that could be true, but I mean, are airplanes loaded to the fullest they can be? Can we use larger airplanes? Do we have to be, we're one of the cheapest airports in the country. Maybe we ought to charge more fees. So some of these really low-cost airplanes have to charge a little bit more. There's lots of variables here. We don't fly planes in all night, which might affect our quality of life. But again, let's just analyze where we're going and make sure that we have the resources, particularly water, to build all the way out there. Because at the end of the day, you're right. We want to make sure our hotels have plenty of room for airplanes to come in and support them. And they're on fire. Our tourism economy is going crazy right now. We want to make sure it's there. But do we need to have this additional airport, which is going to be for freight for San Francisco and for Los Angeles? That's the part that I question.
One of the other things that was brought up to me was, and I'd heard this in the past, was that airlines carry more freight in their bellies, even the passenger airlines, and make more money from that than they do from actually flying passengers. And so that would be another reason for some of these airlines to fly into Ivanpah rather than to fly into LA and San Francisco. Is that something that you've heard about?
Absolutely. And again, so they're going to land in Ivanpah, they're going to put them on a bus. How are they going to get up here? Our freeways are already overcrowded. Our air quality is going to hell. You just got cited for too much ozone. So, I mean, there's lots of impacts to us that live here that we just need to make sure we do before we commit to something this huge. I just want to make sure that the people that live here, that work here, that kids go to school here, that their quality of life is not adversely impacted by something which is going to benefit California, not Nevada.
Well, why do you say it'll benefit California and not Nevada?
Well, because you just said, oh, it's going to cost a fortune to put freight into San Francisco and Los Angeles. So we're going to build this huge airport, a freight airport, so they can, in Ivanpah, so they can save money. That, to me, is not a good use of our water. We already have way too much warehousing. I mean, what city with limited water would put warehousing on one side where you have to drive all the way through town with a semi, pick up the warehouse, and then drive all the way back to California? When if you drive through the middle of Las Vegas, it's a nightmare. So we just, again, there's things we can look at to make sure that we're not taxing and overtaxing our quality of life to benefit a few jobs in warehousing and to benefit California.
One of the things that Partolz, the developer who's purchased property in Jean, has talked about on the program is that if you have a development there with warehousing, that truck drivers from Southern California can come into Jean and turn around and not have to spend the night. So that would be a turnaround project rather than having to come into Las Vegas or Henderson and then spend the night there because of that. So is that not an incentive?
Well, again, that's exactly the issue I'm trying to address. Why California wants to put warehouses here because we don't have an inventory tax, because it's cheaper to bring things here. But if it's just going to mean that California brings things to Jean or to Ivanpah, puts them in a warehouse, puts them back on a truck and goes back to California, that's a total waste of our resources, particularly water. So, I mean, why would we take a limited resource, limited air, and affect our quality of life just to benefit a few truck drivers and a few warehousing industries when it's really just a process where they're trying to bring it over the line and then send it back? That to me doesn't make any sense.
Another thing that Rosemary Vasiliadis talked about in that interview, and it was funny, I hadn't looked at it for years, probably since 2014, and I encourage others who want to know more about what she said about this You can go to our website, scroll down the homepage, put in Rosemary's name. If you just even type in Rosemary, the interview will come up and you can watch it. The first 4 or 5 minutes are all about Ivanpah. And she talks about, at that time, not just freight, but talking about international and long-haul airlines coming into there. And Brightline has talked about wanting a stop at Ivanpah on the, if they get approved, of coming into Las Vegas. There was also discussion of light rail coming into Las Vegas. So what are your thoughts about that mix of things, moving international and long-haul into Ivanpah?
Well, again, if that works out, that's great. But let's analyze, you know, what are we going to have to pay to put those water lines in, both there, taking the water down there, bringing the water back, expanding our freeways, our quality of life? Is it worth that to have this little airport? And that's all I'm asking is, have we looked at all the total cost to us as a valley to do this? And again, at the end of the day, what are we trying to do? We're trying to put private airplanes. We're trying to put gamblers down there. We're trying to put freight down there. We're trying to put international traffic down there. What is it we're doing? And look at it again in the thought of 240,000 acre feet as opposed to 300,000 acre feet, which is more realistic, in my opinion, about what we could plan on.
Yes, and we have invited Mrs. Vasiliadis to be on the program, and we were told that she would be available hopefully within the next few weeks. And so we're looking forward to having her come on the program. There are so many questions. I mean, you know, and it's not going to be a small airport. I mean, this is going to be a huge airport. I mean, one of the problems, for example, at Harry Reid, is that the Asian airlines that fly directly to China, they can only take off late at night because of the air. You know, during the daytime, it's not enough to give the planes the lift they need. They would be able to build bigger runways out in Ivanpah, and that could increase potentially your Asian gamblers, which would be a huge boon, I'm thinking, for the casino industry.
Well, I mean, is it worth building an airport that big, that far away, with all the resources it's going to take, so that Asian gamblers have to can take off during the day as opposed to at night? I again, those are the kind of things we should think about. But just to assume that that's worth all these resources, those pipelines alone are going to cost billions of dollars. Who's going to pay for them? Is it my constituents who live in East Las Vegas who don't have a lot of money? Are their rates for sewage and for water going to go up to pay for this pipeline? Again, those are the things I want to just talk about as opposed to just say, oh, well, this is great. But as far as the bill goes, I support the bill. I think it's important to plan and get that land under our control. But at the end of the day, we need to think through how much this is going to cost. You know, we have school problems. We have need money for teachers. I need a children's hospital. I need a new courthouse. There's lots of things we could spend this money on.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Tix Eggebloom, the county commissioner, after this timeout.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Located in the heart of Carson City, the Bank Saloon is a historic watering hole with a modern feel. With a variety of classic cocktails featuring Nevada spirits, space for private events, conferences, and an incredible atmosphere, the Bank Saloon offers a great location to work and play. Come visit us. Located at the corner of 5th and Carson, we'll save you a drink.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, talking with Tick Segelblum, the county commissioner of District E, about the airport with no name, a new town actually with no name, proposed for Southern Nevada. Ivanpah is the valley where it's going to be. You know, one of the other things that I was thinking about, beyond the airport itself, is this could be an incredible opportunity. Now, I know you're not in favor of it, but if you construct this airport, there's going to be homes that need to be built for the airport workers, the construction workers. Huge investment, I'm guessing, in areas around there in land. You're going to need hotels, gas stations. And by the way, you know, Denver's airport is 25 minutes outside of town, and people don't seem to have a problem dealing with that. Let me throw those things into the mix for you. Well, and by the way, good union jobs to build them, I'm sure.
I'm sure it'll be prevailing wage, and I support that. The real question, ultimately, is going to be the amount of water. Do we have the amount of water we need to go all the way out there, and the cost is going to be the infrastructure to get the water there and to bring it back, as opposed to keeping it here in the valley, where we still have lots of land. We're going to get more land when this lands bill finally passes. So those are the things we just have to think about. I mean, at the end of the day, it'd be great to have houses, I'm not sure all the way to California, but if that's what people want, then that's fine. But don't use an airport as an excuse to build these huge water pipelines and then all of a sudden turn around and say, oh, by the way, now we have the water, let's go ahead and build houses and hotels and everything else, and then discover, oh, by the way, we have to cut back here because we can't do it. And I'm trying to put trees in East Las Vegas because it's a heat sink and people are dying, or their quality of life is suffering because it's so hot. And with climate change, it's only going to get hotter. So we need to make sure we want to get rid of the grass, but we don't want to get rid of trees. We want to improve the quality of life. We don't want to make it worse.
Did it surprise you that Henderson said they were neutral on the bill?
No. I mean, one of the arguments is going to be who has this land between here and Ivanpah. So the fact that they're neutral, I think they're starting to look at it also. But I think it's important for Clark County to start with, we have the property, we can manage it, we can set out how we're going to develop it. And then we have some control over it. Because again, I don't think we want to build a ton of houses or a ton of hotels until we know exactly how much water is going to be there. But I know we're doing studies right now on the size of these pipes, what it's going to cost, but it's not going to be insignificant, I can tell you that.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, when a regular hotel casino with 3,000 rooms costs $4 billion, I can't even imagine what an airport is going to cost.
Yeah, and is that going to be paid for by the airlines? Let's see. But again, if it's just to have warehouse, to have freight airlines that would have gone to Los Angeles or even Riverside or San Francisco come to there and then unload and then drive the stuff back to California, is that a good use of our resources?
Well, I think that Mrs. Vizeliadis, who you said in the break there, has gotten a two-year contract extension, talked about international airlines and long-haul airlines going to the new airport when she spoke about it in 2014. If that's still the plan, I think it's way more than just warehousing. But and somebody slammed the door, but it wasn't us. And we'll be right back with more with Commissioner Segelblum after this timeout.
Carson Valley Inn, it's your place for the good times. Carson Valley Inn.
Remember 2010 in Northern Nevada, 13 to 14% unemployment, thousands of homes in foreclosure, Nevada's casinos closing. Families in the Reno Sparks area were hurting. Many were losing everything. Then Story County launched a game changer for our region, a public-private industrial partnership, streamlined permitting, slashed bureaucracy, attracting Fortune 500 companies that made Nevada their home. Story County generated a river of cash to area communities. Economic studies by the state and others for the Gigafactory consistently show positive economic benefits for our region. $4 billion in local wages, $17 billion in consumer spending and economic activity, over $100 million in taxes to Washoe, Story, Reno, Sparks, and Nevada, just for the Gigafactory alone. Story County, improving Northern Nevada one industry at a time.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tick Segerblum. He is the Clark County Commissioner for District E. One of your fellow county commissioners got hit in an editorial over the, and this is Commissioner Justin Jones. The headline says, Jones's Red Rock dishonesty may cost taxpayers dearly. Folks can read the article in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and know more about it. But in the article, they say that there's a potential liability of perhaps $1 billion or more for Clark County as this thing proceeds. What are your concerns, and are you still supportive of Commissioner Jones?
Well, I think it's important to realize that he ran for office on protecting Red Rock. We all supported him on that, and I support the idea. We don't want those houses up there. So ignoring the litigation and what's going on there, I think we need to make sure that those houses never get built, and he has fought valiantly for that effort. So I applaud him for what he's done. He said he was going to oppose it from day one, and that was he ran for election. That's how he's elected and reelected. So the litigation, I can't get into that right now, but he's been very consistent about opposing that, and I support him on that. We do not want houses on top of that bluff.
Okay, so the Badlands development in the city of Las Vegas is potentially over $100 million liability to the city of Las Vegas. Do you think that there's a potential of $1 billion liability to Clark County?
I don't think so, but again, I can't really get into the merits of the lawsuit, other than I think we have a good, we being the county, has a good defense. But, you know, you got to stand up for your principles, and growth up there is not appropriate.
And that's where we have to leave it. Tick Segerblum, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Thank you. And I'll see you in Las Vegas in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you so much.
And we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room at the Bank Saloon. Coverage of the 2023 legislative session is brought to you by Liberty Dental Plan, making members shine one smile at a time. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, your RTC, our community. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. And by Nevada Builders Alliance, building a better Nevada.
Our thanks to the Bank Saloon in Carson City and the Builders Alliance for their help with our coverage of the 2023 legislative session. We'll see you on the next podcast.